Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Police in Gillette have announced they are not pursuing charges in a shooting death. 21-year-old Steven Peterson shot his friend, 24-year-old Jesse Flores, on January 31st, according to the police department. An investigation found that Peterson acted reasonably. The two men got into an argument after drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana. Flores threatened Peterson, who locked himself in his bedroom with a handgun and braced the door. Peterson told investigators Flores tried to manipulate the lock to get into the room. He also reported hearing a sound like the cycling of a slide on a handgun. Flores succeeded in opening the door and Peterson shot him in the chest. Police later found a handgun on a chair near the door and say the gun was able to make a sound like the one Peterson described. Peterson called police after the shooting and Flores was pronounced dead in an emergency room. Peterson and another man involved cooperated with investigators. A bill to prohibit governmental entities from conducting gun buyback programs in Wyoming passed a legislative committee on Thursday and is now headed to the Wyoming House of Representatives. House Bill 28 passed the House Judiciary Committee on an 8-1 vote. Representative Sarla Burlingame, a Democrat of Laramie County, dissented from the majority in casting the lone no vote. Bill's sponsor, Representative Tyler Lindholm, said following the committee vote that while there is no known case of any Wyoming governmental entity trying to conduct a gun buyback program, his legislation is one of a number of bills aimed at proactively heading off possible anti-gun initiatives in the future. In other legislative news, House Bill 134, the only tax proposal with the support of Governor Mark Gordon, moved one step closer to passage Tuesday morning. The legislation, which would add a 5% sales tax on all lodging services provided within the state, was passed on a vote of 45-14. Under the bill, 80% of the average annual revenue collected during the immediately preceding 5 years would be deposited each year in the Wyoming Tourism account, which would be created by the legislation. However, no funds could be expended from the account until appropriated by the legislature. Funds in the account are to be used for the operation of the Wyoming Tourism Board and the Wyoming Office of Tourism.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
Drive safe. Keep back from the snowplow's track. Challenges are created when motorists share the road with snowplows. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. When you encounter a snowplow, be visible. Turn on your headlights. Slow down. Keep to the right side of the road. Don't pass. It's safer behind the plow. Be cautious. Plows create snow clouds. Watch for flashing yellow and blue lights. Stay back. The snowplow operator will let you pass. Drive safe this winter, and please buckle up.
Jacksontown Councilman Jim Stanford drew both praise and ire when he donned his father's Vietnam-era Army jacket to protest the acquittal of President Donald Trump. Stanford stood on the Jacksontown Square in the jacket, holding an American flag upside down to signify distress over his belief that the president should have been found guilty in the U.S. Senate. His protest was aimed squarely at Wyoming Senators Barrasso and Enzi, who both voted to acquit Trump. And while some in Wyoming's most liberal county applauded his actions, veterans felt a bit different, accusing the politician of disrespecting the American flag and possibly being guilty of a crime concerning stolen valor. Stanford said he was surprised at the response from veterans, calling the jacket part of his family heritage. Traffic fatalities in Wyoming are down so far this year, and state transportation officials want to keep it that way. According to Wyoming Highway Patrol Sergeant Jeremy Beck, 4 people have died on the state's highway so far this year, compared to 17 in 2019, 9 in 2018, and
10 in 2017. Beth said he believes the drop in fatalities on the highway is due to drivers being more defensive on the road. He says he thinks motorists are taking to the warnings of don't drink and drive, wearing a seatbelt, and don't drive distracted. Wyoming finished 2019 with 147 traffic fatalities. That was 36 more than the preceding year. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.